Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY26 conference call of Dhanuka Labs Limited. As a reminder, all participants' line will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on the touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Archit Gupta. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Dear shareholders, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to our shareholders, customers, employees, business partners, and all stakeholders for the continued trust and support. Your confidence has been instrumental in Dhanuka Labs' journey and continues to inspire us to pursue sustainable growth and long-term value creation. During FY26, revenue from operations increased by 10.82% year-on-year to 14153.72 lakhs, and EBITDA stood at 1221.80 lakhs, registering a growth of 6.31%, while PAT increased by 15.47% to 552.26 lakhs. The company reported an EBITDA margin of 8.55% and a PAT margin of 3.87%. Reflecting our continued focus on operations, operational efficiency, cost discipline, and execution excellence. As we enter the next phase of our growth journey, our vision remains focused on transforming Dhanuka Labs into a larger, diversified, and a future-ready enterprise. We firmly believe that sustainable value creation is driven by continuous investments in manufacturing capabilities, product innovations, and ability to identify emerging opportunities ahead of the industry trends. In our core agrochemical business, we are undertaking a significant capacity expansion initiative aimed at strengthening our manufacturing capabilities and broadening our product portfolio. A key component of the strategy is a planned addition of atrazine manufacturing capacity with an estimated investment of approximately 30 crores. We believe this expansion will enhance our market position, improve product diversification, and create meaningful growth opportunities over the coming years. Upon stabilization, the project has the potential to contribute approximately 120 to 140 crores in additional annual revenue. We continue to center our export business, explore opportunities in key international markets, despite evolving global trade conditions and market-specific challenges. We remain focused on expanding our presence on high-potential geographies, including Australia, Latin America, and United States. Simultaneously, we have taken steps to diversify our business through our subsidiaries. Dhanuka Green Energy Private Limited and Dhanuka Biofuels Power Private Limited. We view renewable energy as a compelling long-term opportunity supported by increasing environmental awareness, favorable government policies, and growing demand for sustainable energy solutions. Through Dhanuka Green Energy Private Limited, we are progressing towards the development of a 15 PPD compressed biogas CBG project with an estimated project cost exceeding 120 crores. The project is expected to commence commercial operations by July 2027 and represents a significant step in the group's entry into the renewable energy sector. We believe this initiative can serve as a foundation of a scalable green energy platform and position the group within one of the India's most promising sustainability-driven industries. In addition, we are proud to develop what is expected to become one of India's largest integrated Napier grass cultivation projects in the Bundi district of Rajasthan. As a part of this initiative, we plan to cultivate more than 350 acres of Napier grass, creating a reliable and a sustainable feedstock ecosystem for our renewable energy operations. Beyond securing long-term biomass availability, the project is also expected to contribute meaningfully towards the development of a robust carbon credit portfolio, reinforcing our commitment to sustainability while creating additional value generation opportunity for the group. Strategically located in Bundi, Rajasthan, along the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway corridor and approximately 400 kilometers from Delhi, the project benefits from strong logistical connectivity and access to key industrial markets. supported by long-term strategic partnerships. This initiative is expected to become a key pillar of our renewable energy ecosystem and support the company's long-term growth ambition in the clean energy sector. Our second subsidiary, Tansa Biofuels Power Private Limited, is focused on developing biomass pellets that can serve as a cleaner alternative to coal for industrial application. As industries increasingly transition towards environmentally responsible energy sources, we see significant opportunities emerging in the segment, and I believe it can become an important pillar of our long-term diversification strategy. At Danta Labs, we remain committed to disciplined execution, prudent capital allocation, innovation, and sustainable business practices, supported by a strong foundation, a clear strategic roadmap, and the dedication of our people. We are confident about the opportunities ahead and excited about the next chapter of growth. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I would like to thank all shareholders, customers, employees, business partners, and stakeholders for their continued trust and support. Together, we look forward to building a stronger, more sustainable, and a more value-creating future for Tansa Labs. Warm regards. Over to you. Thank you.
Shall we open the Q&A for us, sir? Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and one again. Participants are requested to use the handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The first question comes from the line of Mr. Ankit from Rashi Organics. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, my question is that the company expects 120-140 crores additional revenue from the Atrazine project. So what is the expected investment, asset turnover, and timeline for achieving full utilization?
All right, thank you. See, the proposed project of Atrazine, the estimated investment of approximately 30 crores is planned. We intend to stabilize this particular project or start this project by August this year, and it shall get stabilized by the end of the year. And the next year would be primarily the real revenue generation from this of about 120 to 140 crores. However, we will this year achieve the initial start target of approximately 40 crores expected.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Mithun Agarwal from Prop Growth. Please go ahead, sir.
I would like to, what will be the company's priority over the next 3 years, capacity or expansion?
Sorry, what will be the?
What will be the company priority over two or 3 years, capacity or expansion?
Okay. So our priority would be primarily capacity expansion, both in, firstly in the labs, the primary company, and also in the in subsidiaries. And we remain committed to the prudent capital allocation and maintaining a healthy financial position during the course of capital expansion for the next 1.5 years.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Arun Singh from Present Technologies. Please go ahead, sir.
Your standalone software around 3.3.
Sorry to interrupt, Arun Singh, sir. Your voice is not audible, sir. Your line is flickering. Can you just speak again, sir?
Okay. Yeah. Can you hear me properly now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think your standalone net profit for year 26 is around 7.3 crore. but I think operation cash flow is in negative, like standalone level. And your grip.
Arun, sir, are you done with the question, sir? Your voice is not audible.
Yeah, yeah, I'm done.
Can I have a little more clarity on the question, please, once again? Because it was quite cracking up.
Can you hear me now?
I'm still cracking up, but please try again.
Yeah. I was saying, like, your standalone net profit for 26 is around 3.73 crores. But your operating cash flow is in negative at standalone level. So also your trade receivables have jumped by nearly 13 crore. So like when does management expect the operating cash flow to turn into positive?
I will answer the your point is that we have increased our debtors, our receivables have increased, which we will intend to reduce. We will get this back to the normal position like last year within this year itself. Because of the exports, what happens is that the material had got delayed at the port levels, because of which the payments have been delayed and the export consignments have been delayed because of the ongoing wars. That is why the debtors have increased over a period of this particular year. But it will get, now since things are fairly normal, it will get normalized maybe from the first half of this year. And your operational cash flows, I am unable to see the operational cash flows as negative. But yeah, whatever it has reduced, but not negative, I would say.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
The next question comes from the line of Mr. Udit Sehgal, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Firstly, sir, on the proposed expansion, is this like a greenfield or brownfield expansion, and what would be the capex required for this?
For the labs, it is a proper brownfield expansion at the current facility of 5 acres that we have, 20,000 square meters, and the expansion cost is approximately 30 crores.
And how do you propose to fund this, sir?
So we have already raised debt, very very nominal debt of 8 to 10 crores, and rest would be in the form of accruals and equity, the fund that company has currently.
Okay. And regarding the CBG project, sir,
yeah.
I mean, could you tell us what is the revenue and EBITDA potential? And, I see we've got this loan sanction for 80 crores from a bank. So how about the rest of the, funds? How do we arrange that? And why exactly are we going for the Napier gas, Napier grass plantation? Because, that would be a tough way to scale up. I think a lot of people are using now, spend wash and other things which are easily available. So could you throw some light on that also, please?
Sure. So the project is a 15 TPD project. So the proposed project is for about 220 crores, out of which 85 crores debt has been finalized, as you already know. The remaining 36 crores is coming from the warrants that have been issued in August 2025, out of which almost 16, 17 crores have already been raised in the last year itself. That is the financial year, 26. And the remaining is going to be coming. So out of 50 crores, we only need 36 crores to start to put the capital in this particular project. And why are we going for the Napier? Is because spent wash or press mud, I would say, these are byproducts of large corporates which are doing sugarcane probably, or they are making ethanols. So this particular byproduct is being used to manufacture CBG for those corporates. But when we are looking at a standalone system or standalone CBG project, we are going to be manufacturing from Napier, because Napier has two benefits. One, that all our raw materials the cost of raw material over a period of next 10 years, 20 years is going to be the same. It's not going to change. It is not going to be dependent on the market. It is not going to be dependent on supply of any agro waste. So we will be fully committed. We will be fully secured in terms of raw material. So that is one reason for Napier. And second reason is that carbon credits of Napier growth will also add a lot of benefits into its system.
So how many acres of land have we acquired for, you know, feeding this 15 ton per day plant?
We have acquired 17 acres, 17.
Okay. So that should be sufficient for this, this for 15 TBD.
Yes, for the project it is, for the way the project is going to be put up. But 350 acres of Napier grass has been leased and is continuing being leased for the purpose of growth of the Napier grass.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Could you go again? So
17 acres where the plant will be commissioned. And
okay.
350 acres where the plant, where the Napier grass will be grown.
Okay. But, you know, such a huge area of land, suppose we have to grow again, you know, we have to put up another 10 or 15 TPD. Would it be possible to acquire this much land?
Oh, yes. That is the availability of land in the Bundi area. We did a research of more than 4 months. The availability of land that is available for Napier in the Bundi area in Rajasthan is immense. We can do almost 3,500 to 4,000 acres availability.
Okay, excellent. And sir, I don't know who your IR is, but is there a way to arrange for a plant visit, or we can connect and meet you in person?
Oh yes, anytime. We can line it up. Your request has been noted. After the call, probably our team can get in touch with you and we can line it up for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Meet Gara from Balaji Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. I am audible.
Yes, sir.
What is the revenue guidance can shareholder expect for financial year 27? And which business segment are expected to drive this growth?
So our revenue is going to be increased. We are expecting about 20% of the revenue growth this year expected. Exact numbers would be very difficult to give right away because our capex is under construction. Our capex is under process. It is under progress. What was the next question?
And what is the current capacity utilization level?
Current is about 70-odd%. Which will not be more than 70-75% during this year, and that shall remain similar for the next few years to come. That is why there is a capex expansion.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Gaurav, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Hi, sir. I'm Gaurav from the Trade. Hello, I am audible to you, sir?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir, my question is, sir, 2024 mein company ka IPO hua tha and it was 50 crore rupees. And out of working capital. But agar hum numbers ki baat kare to koi extraordinary growth company ke na top line mein aayi hai na bottom line mein. Still bottom line is decreased.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your line was breaking in between. Can you repeat the question once again, sir?
My question is, you raised 40 crore rupees in 2024 in your IPO. Hello?
Yes.
And from 40 crores, around 70% is used for working capital, which is around 30 crores. Am I right?
Yes.
But working capital ka implementation, sir, kahan hua hai? Sales aapki aaj bhi 142 crore rupay hai aur PAT agar dekhen to 8 se 6 ho gaya hai.
So working capital ka jitna bhi hum logon ne fund raise kiya hai, wo sara working capital, we have reduced the creditors, we have increased the debtors primarily and increased the stock. And the reason for it, that because we were expecting that the material availability across the world, across India, is going to be scarce, and that was affecting our business earlier. Now, since we have landed up with this kind of fund, we are not only utilizing it in the working capital, but also the capex that is being currently done. And that is the only reason we are going ahead with the project implementation. The funds are being diverted into project implementation and bettering the stock levels of our company. Because in agrochemicals, the biggest problem that we were facing earlier was non-availability of stock and non-utilization of our capacities. Now, this the reason for the sales not showing so much is because the prices of the finished goods had reduced over a period of time. As you know, that the chemical industry was going the chemicals across the world had reduced, but now again the prices of the chemicals have started to increase. So that particular gap was not shown in the system. And as far as the PAT is concerned in 24, the PAT had raised because when there were there was some debt.
चांगल्या पार्टिसिपेट आला
24
सचिन सर
24 पार्टिसिपेट आहेत बीएसएनएलला बिकॉज ऑफ विच वी हॅव डन दिस वी हॅव
ओके आय हॅव अनदर क्वेश्चन सर सर इन लेस देन अ इयर कंपनी हॅज टू न्यू बेनिफिट सबसिडरीज धनसा ग्रीन एनर्जी अँड धनसा बायोफ्युल्स ओके Dhansa Green has already reported zero revenue and loss of rupees 21 lakh and Dhansa Biofuels has not even started operations. My concern is that, sir, your core business is itself generating negative cash flow and you are still waiting collected around 33 crores from your warrant investors. Am I right?
Yes, please.
Why is the company taking on two new capital intensive businesses that take years to generate returns? What is the total planned investment in these subsidiaries and what specific revenue milestones have been set from these subsidiaries?
Okay, so we have two subsidiaries. CBG project has three benefits. The first benefit is that, and it is directly related to agrochemicals also. There are three products to it. One is the CBG gas. That is going to be sold to large corporate. We have already done a contract. So all the sales is already committed for the next 8 to 10 years. The second benefit is that we are going to be generating biofertilizers as a byproduct of the CBG project. That biofertilizer is going to be used in our agrochemical business and it is going to be used and distributed through our agrochemical labs as a company to our own customers who already are customers of more than 290 customers that we have currently in the labs business. So that is the connect that we that is the synergy that we're going to achieve in this process. The third is the carbon credit that I already told you. The carbon credits is going to be beneficial primarily because the labs is using carbon credits as an agrochemical and these carbon credits will be helpful for the labs to nullify it because going forward environmental balance has to be maintained by all large medium corporates, particularly listed ones.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from the line of Mr. Nitin Arora from Bajaj Finance. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Nitin Arora, please go ahead with the question, sir.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello. Yeah. Hi. Good evening. The company is entering CVG Biofuel and what is the total planning investment across this new segment?
So CBG is about 120 crores total capex. Biofillets biofillets would be approximately 140 crores.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. The next question comes from the line of Sanjita Agarwal from UPH Energy. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Sir, my question is कि जो हमारी कंपनी ये कंपनी है ये टीबीजी और बायोफ्यूल में एंटर कर रही है तो अभी आपकी टोटल इन्वेस्टमेंट प्लानिंग क्या है?
Sorry, ma'am, please can you repeat the question?
कंपनी आपकी क्या कर रही है टीबीजी जो लगा रही है बायोफ्यूल के लिए पैलेट्स के लिए तो इसके लिए आपका इन्वेस्टमेंट प्लान क्या है इस नए सेगमेंट के लिए?
मैम इसमें इन्वेस्टमेंट प्लान हमारा ये है कि वी विल बी इन्वेस्टिंग अभी इनिशियली हम लोगों ने 120 करोड़ का जो सीबीजी प्रोजेक्ट है हम लोगों ने अभी वही सिक्योर किया है और उसका हमने फाइनेंशियल क्लोजर सिक्योर कर लिया है तो पहला हमारा इन्वेस्टमेंट 120 करोड़ का रहेगा इन दिस सीबीजी प्रोजेक्ट. बायोफ्यूल्स का प्रोजेक्ट भी जो है वो उसी वेसिनिटी में है ये बट एडिशनल 5 एकर्स ऑफ लैंड इन दैट वेसिनिटी तो बायोफ्यूल का प्रोजेक्ट इमीडिएटली नेक्स्ट स्टेप रहेगा हमारे लिए टू पुट अप.
Okay.
That is additional to the 17 acres. So we have got 22 okay. acres over there. 17 acres for CPG. And then once we are closing the, once we start the construction of CPG, we will line up the financial closure for the pellets.
Okay. And this area, this is the area. Where are you putting it?
ये दोनों जगह दोनों जो है वो एक ही पीस ऑफ लैंड है मतलब एक ही जगह पे है बूंदी डिस्ट्रिक्ट सॉरी बूंदी एरिया में बूंदी डिस्ट्रिक्ट एरिया में राजस्थान
कोटा के पास. ओके
कोटा के पास कर
और इसका पर डे प्रोडक्शन क्या रहेगा कितना रहेगा?
मैम सीबीजी का प्रोजेक्ट प्रोडक्शन रहेगा 15 टन पर डे विच इज एक्चुअली द नोटेड नंबर बट वी आर एक्सपेक्टिंग टू रीच टू 18 टन पर डे विद द कैपेसिटी दैट वी आर प्लान. एंड अभी बायो का बायोफ्यूल्स का वी विल बी एबल टू गिव यू द नेक्स्ट नंबर
ऑफ इशू. ग्रेट सर ग्रेट थैंक यू सो मच.
थैंक यू मैम. लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन इफ यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चंस प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड वन ऑन योर टेलीफोन कीपैड. आई रिपीट इफ यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चंस प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड वन ऑन योर टेलीफोन कीपैड. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. I repeat, if you have any questions, please press star and one on the telephone keypad. There are no questions. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Archit Gupta from Dansha Labs Limited for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you so much. So I'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank on behalf of Board of Directors. I'd like to thank our shareholders, customers, employees and business partners. And I'm sure that I have given you enough good answers. If anything else is needed, that our company is open, our company secretary is there to help you out with any kind of a requirement that you need from our company. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Dansha Labs Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may disconnect your lines now.